are also going to do some tape interviews with us for the nightly news are Kathy Shelton and Candace Jackson. And Candace Jackson is a graduate of honors from Stanford University, a lawyer. I'm not going to get into her whole background, but she's just a great lady. They're not seeking anything right now from Bill Clinton. They're not out to even get anybody here. They're not out to get Hillary Clinton. They're just talking about the reality of what happened to her when she was a 12-year-old girl so long ago when Hillary Clinton was a young lawyer. And so they're just seeking for the public to be aware of this. Now, we've played the tapes. We'll play them later. I know it's hard for Kathy to listen to of Hillary making jokes about the man that reportedly who she got off, but raped her when she was 12 years old. And she was in a coma for days. And that's not disputed. And Hillary laughs that she knew he was guilty. But, you know, he took a lie detector and passed it, so it destroyed her confidence in lie detectors. It just shows the true mindset, the predatory nature of what we're dealing with. TheirLivesFoundation.net, TheirLivesFoundation.net. And again, Candace Jackson is her lawyer, just on her own dime, here doing this because she cares about women's issues and justice. Kathy and Candace, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, so much to cover, so much to talk about. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time because I got to you late playing those clips. Why are you here first? I mean, for TV viewers and radio listeners, I mean, I think I kind of described what you talked about on your foundation site when I've heard you say, I know you were at the debates, Mr. Trump had you there. I mean, why are you speaking out now? Because your case is documented. It's a fact what happened to you. Why are you speaking out?
Because Hillary's on tape laughing, saying that she knows that they're guilty and has made some other remarks and down the line, and I'm standing up for what's right for me because I know it happened, and she's trying to make me look like a liar and that I asked for it and all that. And
by the way, we should pull up a photo of you when you were 12. That's online. People can also go to theirlivesfoundation.net. We can put that website on screen for people so we can personalize this. I mean, you were a little girl. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and, you know, before I had daughters and children, I would get upset hearing about abuse of women and children, but now, I mean, I'm going to be honest, it makes me just start feeling very violent whenever I think about people, you know, abusing little girls, especially.
And I think what can't be underestimated is you take a case like this and the level of violence, rape is always a horrible crime. This was no ordinary rape. He beat and almost murdered this little girl so badly she was in a coma for 5 days. So you top that off with there being absolutely zero justice for the victim, Kathy, in this case, and that's makes it a double tragedy. And that was deliberately designed and pulled off by Hillary Clinton.
Again, Candace Jackson, tell folks why you've gotten involved and then just encapsulate the case and we'll get into the personal things that you know, Kathy's gone through, but Candace, looking at this, I mean, what makes you a busy person running your own law firm, very successful, all these big letters to your name, CandaceJackson.com, what makes you spend so much time and energy on this, and then break down the nuts and bolts of the case?
Well, you know, I have, over the years, writing about it, speaking about it, gotten to know some of the women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual abuse very well, and I realized this year that Kathy's story is one that it's so different, it's so unique, it really does represent the epitome of the type of corruption that Hillary Clinton practices. It has nothing to do with her husband, Bill Clinton. It has everything to do with her choices, Hillary's own choices and decisions to bend and break rules, ignore protocol and procedures, cheat the system, rig the system to get an outcome that she wants.
And by the way, we now learn about Tim Kaine. He would cry when horrible rapists and killers and people, he was unable to get him off, and he said he enjoyed it. And there's these videos of him acting really weird. It's like some type of celebration. It's like, who are these people?
Well, you look at Hillary Clinton's career, and it baffles me so much that she has been allowed, mostly by our mainstream press and to the shame of her own party, to somehow be held up as some kind of champion for women and fighter for justice for children through 40 years of her career, when time after time, she's chosen the side of rapists just to make herself look good, win this case, put into practice principles of liberal philosophy with regard to criminal policy. Let's not lock them up. It's not really the criminal's fault. Let's get them back out on the street.
I'll tell you what, Counselor, that for TV viewers, there's camera two. I mean, lay out, this is a fact. I mean, lay out what happened in this case to people. And to Kathy, you know, right over there, you're staring at folks in TV land. Anytime you want to jump in and talk to Hillary Clinton, you know, talk to the media, because they can't deny your case. I mean, it's so powerful, and they're trying to take stuff with Trump and blow it out of proportion. Fine. If they ever got in trouble, then we could talk about Trump with something 50 times less, 100 times less. It's the hypocrisy. So, Counselor, you know, talking to the viewers out there.
The hypocrisy is astounding. You've got somebody out there who claims to be an early feminist, a fighter and defender and champion for women and children. That's her main pitch for herself is, I'm a woman. Vote for me to put the first woman in office. I've spent my life defending children. And here's what she did in this case. Her defenders will say she was court appointed. She had no choice. She had to accept this case, and then an attorney has to defend her client. Wrong. Hillary Clinton has been lying about this case her entire career. In her autobiography, she lies about how and why she accepted this case. In the audio taped interviews that exist when she chooses to talk about this case to a journalist, she's lying. She was not a public defender. She was not required by any judge to accept this appointment. She knew that the victim in this case was a sixth grade rape victim. She chose to take the side of the rapist, most likely because she, the judge, and the judge's barely law school graduate son were all supporters and donors of Bill Clinton for Congress at the time. They all shared a liberal philosophy about programs like work release for criminals, which Hillary and the judge released this criminal for work after reducing bail in this case from $50,000 to just $2,500. And then Hillary Clinton went on to use the most vicious blame the victim tactics that I have ever seen in a case, much less put forward by some kind of feminist.
I was about to say, you're studying this. It's one thing if you're a defense lawyer and you give people a good show and you give them a fair shake, even if you know they're guilty. She with glee and every dirty trick and pouring it on, stuff that I think, I'm not a constitutional lawyer like you, but I've studied it, really, you know, could get somebody disbarred in a lot of counties.
Oh, well, here's the types of tactics that she chose to use in this case. She made up lies wholesale about Kathy and her family. She said that Kathy was fantasizing about older men.
I mean, before we go there, why don't you recap what happened? I mean, I know it's hard for Kathy to talk about, but then maybe you should. Kathy, do you want to tell folks, just you know, look at the camera over there and tell folks what happened to you?
I was riding my bicycle, or going a couple blocks riding my bicycle over to church, and my mother really didn't want me to, but she let me and said after church she'd pick me up in the bicycle. I talked her into it because it was still daylight, because she always worried about me. But it was like a couple blocks away on the way over there. This truck stopped. Two men got out of it and started coming towards me. And it scared me really bad. And they told me I was going with them. And I said, no, I'm not. I tried to get away, but I couldn't. They jerked me off my bicycle. They put me in the truck. They started ripping my clothes off of me. I was screaming and crying, trying to holler for help. And it was like no one heard me. We go out on a road somewhere, just this plum fields. I don't remember what road it is today. I remember all the fields, and they were beating me. They raped me, and he was saying he knew I liked it, except in a more terribly manner than that. I was left out on the ground, barely conscious. Sometimes, at one time, I was unconscious. I crawled to a porch out of nowhere. I don't know where the house was or how I made it there, but they thought they had killed me, and they were coming back for me, and the lady at the porch, I crawled that Turner porch light on and it scared them back off. And she got their tag number, and that's how they caught them today. And
Wow, a girl beat in a field, and reportedly you were in a coma for, what, 5 days?
Yes, I woke up in the hospital 5 days later out of a coma and was told that I couldn't, 99% chance I couldn't have kids, and I had several stitches down in my private area.
Now, I've read some about this, but correct me if I'm wrong. These were like kind of the cool good old boys or something, so I guess they kind of got special treatment, and then they must have been crazy good old boys to think you could rape a little girl out in the middle of a field and then get your tags, you know, documented and still not basically fry for it.
You know, to be honest, there's still a lot of unanswered questions and a lot unknown about the background of this case. We've been working very hard at Their Lives Foundation as a pure act of love to try to uncover facts around this case. It's not easy to do. Not surprisingly, in a case like this, that the Clintons would prefer remain buried and hidden, lots of records have disappeared. This is now 41 years ago. The suspect, who was 41 years old at the time, died in 1992. I've spoken to family members of him. There's a lot of vagueness about what his life was like, what he went on to do, et cetera. So there's a lot of information missing about this case, and that's part of why we are digging hard to pull together the true facts.
Sure. Well, a lot of the left has made a big deal about rape culture, and God, I know it goes on, but then they project it onto, like, you know, stuff where it's very vague, and maybe she, you know, had too much to drink and she didn't know. Okay, fine, whatever. That's bad. Don't do it. But when people are beating and raping 12-year-old girls and ripping their bodies open and putting them in comas, I have daughters. I seriously, it makes me so angry that I don't usually shoot my mouth off about, you know, being aggressive. But if this, I just can't see how Hillary and the judge and the town and everybody just didn't care. I mean, they were just throwing you away.
Yes, sir, there was. And she is now today telling stories like it was a family member. And I said they can check my family history. He's not no family member. Says they asked me to get in the truck, offered me a Coke to get in. And that is not true. I've heard several different stories now. There's just all kinds of stories going around that's not true.
Well, we all know how it works in Arkansas and some areas of Texas. Money gets paid and people get off.
Sure, and I think that there was a legitimate divide. Not every single person involved with this case was happy and pleased about the fact that a violent criminal in their community went free. But people like the judge and the judge's son and even the prosecutor to some extent were on the Democrat-liberal side of things philosophically and truly believe that rehabilitation should trump punishment. And maybe it's not criminals' fault that they act this way.
Sure, again, we have the audio of Hillary. We've played it many times. We'll probably play it when we come back, admitting she knew he was guilty. She couldn't believe it, that he passed a lie detector, which destroyed her faith in lie detectors, then laughs about it. And again, it's not just once. She got kicked off the Watergate committee for falsifying stuff. Her whole life is like doing evil things when doing good would have been better for her.
You would think so. Why would she stand up and try to get this rapist off when she could have joined the side of the victim and spoken up like some early Gloria Allred on the side of the victim? But no, she chooses the side of the rapist every time.
And now her and Michelle want to get up and be all breathless about Donald Trump. And oh, they're so scared. And so we'll be right back with both of our guests. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.